ॐ ज्ञानतिमिरन्धस्य ज्ञानञ्जनशलाकाय चक्षुरुन्मीलितं येन तस्मै श्रीगुरवे नमः.
Thank you to the priest for chanting such beautiful mantras today. We feel great power in the string of mantras and all the other mantras that you chanted. Someone who dedicates their life to practicing Krishna consciousness and practicing these mantras can do good for others wherever he goes, wherever she goes, just by the vibration that they make. They lift us up. So today, because of the special puja you did here, you lifted all of us. And thank you to Shankaranand and Govindapriya for making your home an example, a grihastha ashrama. More ashrama than anything, because this is a place I always feel at home. Wherever they are, I feel at home because it is a base for Krishna consciousness. It's a place wherein the vibration never stops. Literally, in this house, it never stops. They have a computer that they've had playing. Hare Krishna. For the last 20 years, with nonstop, with the recital of the Krishna book and other shastras going on. They keep it going 24 hours a day. It's never stopped here in this house. And the chanting of the holy names and the worship of Jagannath, Baladev, Subhadra, Shishi Gornitai, the Acharyas, Lord Nrsingadev is always going on in this house. And thank you, Krishnanand and Premanand, also, for appearing in this world. You're just coming through from your last expedition in a human life somewhere where you're practicing devotional service. And because you're on such a have such a strong foundation here and are starting your life with this upanayanam and all the other samskaras that you've undergone, you have the wherewithal, not only that, just a loving home with loving parents and grandparents and friends and devotees. This is what you grew up with, right? Correct me if I'm mistaken, but first thing you remember when you came out is devotees dancing around somewhere. Right? Yes? So this samskar today is extremely powerful. It actually is really about the mercy of Lord Krishna. We say, hey Krishna, Karuna Sindo, Dina Bando Jagatpate. Krishna is the ocean of mercy. And that he's the friend of the fallen. And what are the ways that he shows that? They're unlimited. The more that I increase my capacity to appreciate his mercy, the more I enter into the realm of bhakti or devotional service, which is natural. Because bhakti is natural when I see how much Krishna has arranged for me to receive his mercy, which is unlimited and which is all-pervading, then it's natural for me to want to reciprocate. And at the beginning of that reciprocation, when I think, how can I do something in return for Krishna? Out of this feeling of gratitude, this is the beginning of bhakti. And one of the ways that Krishna extends himself to us in this world is mentioned in the Srimad Bhagavatam and also in the Sri Brahma Sanghita, in the story of creation. When Brahma comes into the world, he's actually born from the lotus that comes from the navel pit of the Lord. However, when he comes out into the world and his senses externalize, he's not really sure who he is and where he is. And this is the plight of every soul who comes into this world. Although Krishna is there at the beginning and the end, aham sarvas, aham eva asam eva agre, nan yat sarasat param, pascharaham yere tascha yovishishe tasosmyaham, Krishna says in the Chatushloki Bhagavatam, that I'm there before everyone and I'm there after everyone comes back into the body of Mahavishnu, and the spiritual world's always going on. But the living entity doesn't know when he comes into the material world what's going on and where he came from. But from the human form of life, it's natural to inquire. So Brahma, even in that helpless condition, has an impetus, an intuition that he should inquire. So he begins his self-searching and deep inquiry into what is my purpose. And the Srimad Bhagavatam explains how Krishna extends himself by speaking the two syllables, tapa. And Brahma, hearing this, being super intelligent, the most intelligent being in the universe, understands what this means and begins to perform his tapasya. And the Brahma Samhita explains, Uvacha puritas tasmai tasya divya sarasuti kama krishnaya govinda he gopi jani tipi balabhaya priyafanir mantrante dasati priyam tapastam tapaetena tavasiddhir pravishyati. That when Brahma goes into his tapasya, then divine Saraswati appears before him and speaks these words, Uvacha puritas tasmai tasya divya sarasuti kama krishnaya govindaya he gopi jani itibi. She gives this mantra, delivers the mantra to him. So we know also that after this he performs the austerity for many years, and he hears then the flute song of Sri Krishna. Atavenu naradasya trai murti mayigati spuranti praviveshasu mukabjani swayambhuvaha. That flute of Krishna enters into his eight ear holes. And Srila Prabhupada explains in the Bhagavatam how he hears it as the syllable Om, and then when it comes out from his mouth, it comes in the Gayatri mantra. And this Gayatri, it's a song that delivers. Gayatri. It delivers us from this world. So it's fascinating how Krishna, through sound vibration, in a very ordered way, delivers us. The spiritual formula he gives us in this world through the mantra. And that just by catching on to the mantra, it's like a rope that can pull us back out of the material world and back into the spiritual world. So Krishnanand, Premanand today heard that mantra, as is the Vedic tradition for young boys at this age to receive that samskar, to hear the mantra and to begin chanting it. And just by that vibration, staying close to the vibration, it has the potency, does the mantra, to deliver one from the material concept of life, take us back home, back to Godhead. And of course, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu comes in the age of Kali Yuga to give the mantra for those who are very fallen, because in this age, practically nobody goes to Gurukul. Nobody gets a home like this where you're able to receive the Upanayanam. It's very rare. People in general in the age of Kali, even in India, seat of the Vedic culture, they're not starting off in a very pure way. In fact, Kalu Shudra Sambhava. Nobody knows who's a Brahmin. So everybody's considered a Shudra in this age, starting off in a very poor position. And this is the theme at the beginning of the Srimad Bhagavatam, when the sages at Naimasaranya are hearing from Suta Goswami, and they declare that this age of Kali is a very fallen age. Prayana Palesha Shabya Kalavas Minyugejana Manna Sumanna Matayo Manna Bhagya Hipadrita. In this iron age of Kali, men have but short lives. They're quarrelsome, lazy, misguided, unlucky, and above all, always disturbed. That's a long string of negatives, isn't it? In this iron age of Kali, men are but short-lived. They're quarrelsome, lazy, let's count them. Quarrelsome, lazy, misguided, unlucky, and above all, always disturbed. And don't forget, short-lived. So in this disadvantaged condition, Krishna, who's the ocean of mercy, comes as Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and delivers everyone by, again, giving a mantra, the divine mantra of chanting the Hare Krishna syllables. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. And by this, the Shastras say, that anyone can be delivered in the age of Kali, and then makes it very clear that there's no other way, there's no other way, there's no other way except for the chanting of the holy names of the Lord. So it's a very practical matter that we have short lives, but we have great opportunity in the human form of life to take to the process of devotional life just by following in the footsteps of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And by repeating the mantra and living the kind of life that Mahaprabhu taught, which was stay close to the teachings of the Bhagavad Gita and the Srimad Bhagavatam. It is mentioned that Chaitanya Bhagavat, that he taught his followers to go around and teach everyone wherever they went, Bolo Krishna. So he told people, just chant Hare Krishna. Because there's a whole science behind the chanting of Hare Krishna. It's very, very deep. But if you can get people chanting Hare Krishna and then explain to them the science as they go along so they can sustain it, then they'll be able to advance in spiritual life. The mantra itself is all-powerful. And then Bolo Krishna, Bajo Krishna, then he told them to worship Krishna. Because it's the natural tendency of everybody to worship someone. But Kali Yuga is so murky, there's not many people to worship in this age. And it's very hard to find somebody who's not wholly imperfect in the age of Kali. And therefore, he said, just worship Krishna. If you study the life of Krishna, if you study his qualities, if you read the Bhagavad Gita and become astounded by his intellect, the intellect of God through the Bhagavad Gita, and you just point your attention towards Krishna and try to worship him, then you'll be successful in life. Even Krishna says in the Bhagavad Gita, Manmana pavamad bhakto madhyaji mam namaskuru mami vaishyasi utvaiva matmana mat parayanaha. Such a simple instruction. Manmana, think of me. Madbhakto, become my devotee. Worship me and bow down to me. Simple things. So he said, Bhajo Krishna, if you worship Krishna, then Koro Krishna Shika, that if you also take the teachings of Krishna. This is also important because one has to hear again and again Krishna's teachings from the Bhagavad Gita, Koro Krishna Shika, that he explains exactly how the world works, he explains what our stake in it is, and also how we can improve ourselves. And then he says, it's up to you. You can do as you wish. He doesn't condemn anybody, but he says, it's possible for you to condemn yourself, and warns us how that might happen. And then we have around Chaitanya Mahaprabhu devotees that have taught and also explicated all of Krishna's teachings in such a way that we can follow them, like the Goswamis of Vrindavan. Today is the day, if I'm not incorrect, that Srila Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami completed the Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita. Is that right? Say yes.
Yes.
And Srila, what's that?
And the Tamil version of Chaitanya Charitamrita, the entire purpose of Srila Prabhupada also was completed.
And the Tamil vision of Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita was also complete translations into Tamil of Srila Prabhupada's Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita was completed on this day also. And offered to Srila Prabhupada. What year?
Today
itself.
Yes.
Today only. Well, that's not nothing. That's a big deal. So, Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami can be a great inspiration to us because he was very sincere. And because he was sincere, Krishna came to him, Lord Nityananda came to him and told him what to do. Go to Vrindavan. And there he got direction, both from within and from without, to write the pastimes of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu in the form of the Chaitanya Charitamrita. And he had taken the blessings of the Lord. He went to the temple, and the garland of the Lord fell down. And everyone cheered, all the Vaishnavas cheered. This, Prabhupada explains, is the way in which one moves forward in one's process of devotional service. and that is by taking the blessings of the Lord and the Vaishnavas at every step. And also very inspiring, especially to people who are growing old. And that may happen to someday, to everybody. That he says that I'm old and I'm invalid. I can barely hold my hands steady because he was shaking so much out of weakness. He said, I can die at any moment. And he said, I'm practically blind. But somehow or other, by Krishna's mercy, I go on writing this Chaitanya Charitamrita. And Prabhupada was in a similar situation, having had two serious health incidents on the way from India to America, and even as when he got to America. And his health was in a precarious position from the very beginning of his mission. But somehow or other, he carried on. And it just shows that if you are clear about your mission in life, no matter what happens externally, if you continue and just try to do your level best to complete your service, whatever it may be, then Krishna will help you. So we have the Krishna's teachings, and then we have the teachings of the great saints like Kaviraj Goswami, who strung together a garland for us of the verses of the Srimad Bhagavatam as pramanam, to prove the teachings of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, to illuminate them for the whole world, especially so that people could read them everywhere. And Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur said that one day people will translate this into English just so they can read it. And Prabhupada beat everybody to it, including Professor Dimmock, who at the time was the Bengali scholar at the University of Chicago, who is also bringing out a translation of the Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita. And that's one of the reasons that Prabhupada held that big marathon, to complete it within 2 months, is because he wanted to beat Professor Dimmock before he put out his version, which wouldn't have properly represented the lineage, obviously. And these are also the blessings of the Lord that he's sent to us. So we can take as much as birds can fly in the sky, as much as they have capacity. Kaviraj Goswami writes at the end, this is what he was writing when he finished the Chaitanya Charitamrita, his realization was that birds fly in the sky as far as they're able. The sky is unlimited, he says, and some birds can fly very high. But even though they fly very high, it's unlimited. They could go much higher. And some birds can just clear the roof of the house, barely. They can only fly that high. So he said, in the same way, I'm doing the best that I can to serve Krishna. And so everyone, he invites everyone to do their level best, whatever capacity one has now. If one tries to serve Krishna through these methods, Bolo Krishna, Bajo Krishna, Koto Krishna Shika, just these three simple methods, then one will gain more and more capacity to serve. And this is the great wealth of life. There are other ways that we can occupy ourselves and do in order to try to find a comfortable situation in this world. And to some degree, we have to do our best in that way, especially nowadays, and especially in the Bay Area, right? Because houses cost like $10 million. That means a mortgage of like $50,000 a month or something like that. So you have to get a job that pays at least $500,000 a year to afford a house. So you have to work a little bit. But the great boon of life is given by Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. If you just invest in these three things and try to arrange your life in such a way that you can see Krishna, you can worship him, you can chant his names, and then give to others, then your whole life will be blessed. So we have special prayers today from all the Vaishnavas for Krishnanand and Premanand, that in this day of their samskar, that they've received the Brahma Gayatri Mantra, through which they'll be worshipping the Supreme Lord, that they may always in their life have their vision fixed, no matter where they are, on the Supreme. Om Tad Vishnu Paramam Param Sada Pashanti Suryaho Diviva Chakshara Tatanta Vibhraso Vipandavo Jangrivam Saha Simindate Vishnu Yat Paramam Param means, even while walking in this world, those like Krishna and Premanand who are receiving these divine mantras will be able to keep their vision fixed on the Supreme Abode, Om Tad Vishnu Paramam Param, on that Supreme Abode, the lotus feet of the Lord. And this is the only shelter. Our only shelter is Krishna. This is mentioned in the Srimad Bhagavatam also, in a beautiful verse from the 14th chapter of the 10th canto, I believe. Samasrita ye pada pallava plavam. Is it? 14th chapter is the prayers of the demigods? That's second chapter. 10th canto, second chapter. Samasrita ye pada pallava plavam mahapanam punya yasho marari. Avam buddhir vatsa padam param padam 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 yadvi padam natesham. And so Krishna is the great shelter of the whole universe. And those who are intelligent, they take shelter of the lotus feet of Krishna. Because in this world, there's danger at every step. Padam padam. Vipadam. Vipadam means anything can happen. When I got to Japan for the first time many, many years ago, and I went straight to the Harinam party, and I had some valuables with me, and I wanted to leave them in the car so I could go in the Harinam. I said, is it safe? I asked somebody, and they said, 95% safe. Of course, if I was somewhere else in the air, they might say 70%. And I was thinking, 95? Why can't it be 100? There's no 100% here in the material world. Best you can get, 95%. And that 5% is very dangerous. That's the vipadam. At any time, anything can happen. So samashita ye padapallava plavam. Krishna, whose lotus feet are just like lotus petals, he is the shelter of the entire universe. Samashita ye padapallava plavam mahapanam punya yasho marari. He's known as Marari. He killed the Mura demon. He can knock out all the bad guys. He's strong enough to wipe out all obstacles and protect us at any time. Bhavam buddhir batsa padam param padam padam param padam. So for those who are interested in the param padam, that is the supreme abode where there's complete bliss and happiness without the inebrieties of the material world, then they should take shelter of Krishna. And don't take shelter here in the material world, because it's vipadam. Vipadam. So to Krishnan, Premanan, on this day, all these Vaishnavas here, pray that you have full success throughout your life in remembering that supreme abode of the Lord and keeping your minds fixed on the lotus feet of Krishna, by always hearing the transcendental vibrations wherever you may go. May you have success in everything that you do in your life. May all obstacles be removed. May you be happy and a joy to your parents, and become great Vaishnavas to spread the Sankirtan movement all over the world. And anybody who agrees with these ideas, please say Hare Krishna. And based on the volume of that proclamation, I predict that all of them will come true. All these benedictions will come true. Okay? Hare Krishna. Gaur Premanande Hari Hari Bhav. So now, Mataji, now we have an artik ceremony to the most charming deities you'll find anywhere in the Bay Area. This altar is so clean and bright, and the deities are so happy. When you see these deities, you'll become... Whenever I come here and see your deities, I become happy because they're so happy. Never seen such happy deities because you take such care of them. So now we have the great pleasure of dancing before the deities in the artik ceremony. Gaur Premanande, Vancha Kalpadrivisha, Kripa Sandhavi, Vachapatitanam, Pavani Bhyo, Vaishnavi Bhyo, Namo Namaha.
Nacharyarmarman, 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 Nacharyarmarman. Hey, Nacharyarmarman, 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 Nacharyarmarman.